Welcome to the Raider FCA podcast. This podcast was created to minister to the students at Southwood Elementary and beyond. Please pray for this endeavor and remember that if you have any prayer requests, we'll be honored to pray for you. Hope you're ready to lift up the name of Jesus, so let's get started. All right. Hi, Taylor. I'm glad that you were able to talk with us again. You doing okay today?
I'm doing great. Getting ready for the holidays.
Well, that's good. Yeah, we are too. All right. Before we get started, would you care if I prayed for you before we start this podcast?
Oh, none at all.
Okay, great. Dear Lord, I thank you for my friend Taylor, and I ask that you would just bless her and her husband and their little girl and their family, Lord. Just protect them and provide for them, and just bless their ministry that they have on Facebook and their church ministry. And Lord, I just ask that you would also bless this podcast episode and let things be said that are good witnesses. And Lord, I just ask that you would just send this podcast out to whoever you would see fit and just bless them and work a miracle, Lord, just like only you can. And I ask this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. All right. So today I've decided to do a little bit differently. I was really interested going through Walmart, as I normally do, and moseying around, and I found a book called Dangerous Prayers, and it was 50 Powerful Prayers That Changed the World. And I have loved looking at one by John Wesley. Now, for those of you who don't know, John Wesley was the founder of Methodism in the Methodist Church. But what I want to talk about today isn't necessarily him founding the church at all. It's just how Wesley looked at things. You see, he was this guy who was raised in church, and he was meant to do this one thing. He expected himself to be part of a church, and he was just so, like, it was always about, like, how he would look and how it would be. And then finally, it made him realize, he realized later on in life, that God wanted him. He wasn't saved. And I know that kind of seems different, but he had thought for most of his life that because he had went to church, because he was raised in the Anglican church, he was raised by a family that loved him and, you know, he did everything he could to please God, he was saved. Until he was at a gathering, this was in about 1783, so you guys got to do a little history right there. He read Martin Luther, who was one of the first people to translate the Bible from the Latin into the people's language, which was German, but he read it, and he said it was his preface to the book of Romans, and Wesley said his heart felt strangely warmed. And it was then that he trusted Christ alone for salvation. Now, throughout the years, John Wesley would, he would go out to the common man. Because whenever he was trying to preach the salvation and the true salvation to people, people, like, disowned him. They would kick him out of church because they're like, I'm not a sinner. And finally, it took going to these coal mining towns and camps to poor people. And he would have church on hills. And somebody even asked him, who would go preach on a hill? And the thing is, Jesus did. Jesus preached to thousands of people on a hill. And so, to John Wesley, it wasn't necessarily, you know, just following a routine. It was, he was going to do God's will. And God was calling him to preach to people. And the reason why, the way he did things, was called like a method. He had a method of doing things, a method of preaching, a method of, and so that's how the Methodist came about. But he became known for this saying that is absolutely just, it's so true today. And I want to go with it with some Bible verses, but to think on. It said, he said, do all the good you can, by all the means you can, in all the ways you can, in all the places you can, at all the times you can, to all the people you can, as long as ever you can. And That is just so true today. But something else to think about is you can do all the good you can, but it still won't save you. But the thing is, when you let God work in your life and you do His will, you are able to do those things. I think so many times we get trapped in this idea that I'm going to do, if I could just be good enough and do all this good, and just like John Wesley, we want to get trapped in that. If I go to church, if I just read my Bible, if I say my prayers, if I ask God to do this, it's all going to be okay. But the thing is, it takes God warming our hearts and, you know, seeking that true salvation of knowing that Christ died for you, that we are sinners, but that we can just be part of His family and that He can just allow us to do these things. Because without Christ, we are not able to do all the good we can or by all the means we can. We can do nothing without Christ. And 1 Peter 2:15, it says, "For such is the will of God, that by doing right, you may silence the ignorance of foolish men." If we can only just do the will of God and just listen to Him and trust Him, and sometimes that is so hard to trust Him. It's like, God, if I step out of my comfort zone, like John Wesley had to do. Remember, he was a well-to-do, brought-up guy. He wasn't this guy that wore the nicest clothes. He was brought up by a very well family. He stepped out of his comfort zone the day he preached on these hills and these camps. But yet, it silenced the ignorance of men who were like, I can't, like, you shouldn't be doing that, John. You have a degree, and you, because he went to these nice schools. And then in 1 Peter 3:17, it says, "For it is better if God should will it so that you suffer for doing what is right rather than for doing what is wrong." Think about that. If we would just realize that sometimes what God asks us is hard. Sometimes we push against God and like, no, God, that's not what you want done for me. That's not where I'm needing to go. But if you pray about it and God is like speaking to you, it's got to be done. And so, but it is so much better that I suffer for Christ than if I suffer, if I enjoy my life as I want it, then suffer for it later. Because in the end, we have to have that long-term vision of what do I want for my life? Do I want to be part of this world where there's hurt and pain and, you know, there's just wrongdoing? Or do I try to make it a little bit better by doing God's will for me and knowing that my reward is not here on this earth? No matter how much good you can do, sometimes the world isn't going to be the best. But knowing that you tried your best and you can reach one person, just one person. It could be your family. It could be your friend. It could be your neighbor. It can even be the cashier at McDonald's or Walmart. But the thing is, if you can just do the will of God and listen to where He guides you, that's all you need. And I just want to end with this. In Psalm 143:10, He says, "Teach me to do your will, for you are my God. Let your good spirit lead me on level ground." So listen, if we can just learn to do God's will, and sometimes that's hard, but just pray for that guidance and pray that we could do His will and that His will be done, then, and know that He is God. He is the Father that is over us, that is leading us, that is guiding us, and He wants what's best for us. And He will not lead you somewhere where He knows you cannot make it. That's the most wonderful, like, precious thing. It's like, I know some people, my husband always thought that God was going to send him to Africa to be a missionary. And he was scared to death that he was going to have to go to Africa. But then it comes, as you get older, you kind of think, Lord, if you want me to go to Africa, so be it. I will pack my bags and let me go. Because you know that that is God's plan. And what a wonderful plan it is. What a wonderful thing to know that we can follow His plan for us. And so I'm just going to end with a prayer for us, and just listen with me, pray with me, and I hope something speaks to you. Lord, I thank you that we can read your word and know that you have a will for us, that you have a plan for us. I am so thankful, God, that whatever be your will, I pray, God, that we will let it be done. That when we want to hide and just not stay, and we just want to stay in our comfort zone, God, that we just step out and say, let it be done. That even when others maybe look at us and say, God, I just don't know what to do, that I just listen to your small, still voice first and not the world. I pray, God, that you would just bless our community. Bless South Floyd and all our students, parents, faculty, staff, God. Please bless everyone here. Please send a light to our community. And please let this reach out that others will realize that just to let you be the one in the center of their homes and in their hearts, and that they will listen and do the will of you, God, and not of themselves and not of this world. I thank you, God, for all you've given us and all your blessings and all that we can just do for you. I thank you, God, for Mr. Ord for doing this podcast and just putting it together, God, that we may reach students and their parents and families, especially during this hard time. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen. And thank you so much for that devotional. It really was a blessing. I thank you so much for that. Did you have anything else that you wanted to say to our listeners?
I just really miss all my kiddos. I miss my students, and I can't wait to see everyone again. And even though it's hard right now, I know that God's got a wonderful plan for us up on that hill. And no matter where we are, we know that we always can come together and that Miss V loves them. And I can't wait to see every single face.
Yeah, thank you. I feel the same way about the kids. It's like whenever we do a meet for just like a band lesson or a music class or just anything, and they turn their cameras on and says, yes, you know, I get to see them. It's not the same as being in person, but I miss the kids too. And then it really makes you think, well, I complained about this, this, and this, but oh, I wish that I had that, because now it's just such a different time. And, you know, God's going to use this time for his glory, though. I just know that.
Yes.
Well, I thank you for your time, and I will go ahead and let you go. And I look forward to talking to Josh, your husband, in just a little bit.
All righty.
All right. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye.